Hey guys, welcome to the Ice Holes Comedy Podcast, whatever. We got a lot of comics, as you can hear, here, and hey, if you've been having problems with the RSS feed, so have we. You know, fuck iTunes. Anyways, but it should be sorted and it should be back up and ready to go. And so today we've actually almost kind of a best of, because like because you were on like what, two ago, Hisham, like maybe what, like two podcasts, three a few podcasts
a few
ago,
a handful, at least I want to say four at least.
Okay, maybe, yeah, and then JJ's was up for a long time.
Really?
Yeah, because well, I don't know, because of the RSS feed thing. So it didn't update. Well, no, they're not being taken down, JJ, don't worry, people will hear you forever.
He's already upset.
It's all right. They don't even need to put on a podcast to hear you. People can hear you from fucking wherever they
through
are.
Through the ether of the universe, they can hear when JJ's yelling. They get this weird kind of uncomfortable body tingle. It just seems to really hurt. Yeah, yeah. That's when you know JJ's.
Do you guys want to... Should I... okay, I haven't even formally introduced you. Hisham Khaledi. All right, he's
here. This is me, not the other one. Yeah. The charming voice.
Yeah, he's just on his phone, grumpy. Ladies and gentlemen, it's JJ Lieberman. Good. And new to the Ice Holes podcast. We got Andrew Harris, right?
Yeah, who cares about me though? I don't know about it. I'm just sitting around.
He's gonna chime in. He's just waiting around for the nachos. But he'll chime in every once in a while, don't worry.
That's fair. Yeah, we're still at the Imperial, Ice Holes at the Imperial. First Monday of the month, 9:30, kind of. We'll see how it goes today. And yeah, come on by. There's Monday, Tuesdays, every Monday, Tuesday, I should say.
Is in Toronto.
I'm gonna just let me, I didn't give the location yet. I didn't get to the location part. I was just saying the time.
I love the way JJ is giving you notes and on your own podcast.
I know, but while on it.
That's mine, JJ. That's mine. That was the nachos.
The food. Yeah. The food.
Did you get a wrap and a salad too?
Yeah.
Is this thing? What'd you get? Is this show?
This is. It's not. No. This is. Yeah. This is not.
It's. So we're with delay. Yeah.
This is. We don't edit it.
The show.
Okay. So JJ's getting his order. Maybe we should just put on the theme song. Let's put on the theme song. Here we go.
Went home to mom and dad. I'm alone in the park and I don't know what to do. So maybe I'll just sit right down and blow a kiss to you. I am a little monkey and I am very sad.
All right, we're back. Jesus. All right, everybody's eating now, which is great because it'll actually mean that, you know, we can talk uninterrupted.
Didn't you have a partially man podcast where people fucking eat and talk at the same time? That's what
a man
do
podcast. I don't
holy
know.
Shit.
Jesus, we I'll like be back. See, like he
JJ, you do know, listen, women can eat and podcast together too.
JJ also, like, for a comedian, has no understanding how mics work at all. Like, he thinks if he talks over there and he talks here super loudly, it's all going to balance out. It's all going to balance out, and now he's left.
JJ, weren't you on like TSN? Shouldn't you know how this works?
I don't know. I think he's worn that Popeye shirt every time. Every day I've hung out with him in my life.
He's got that Popeye shirt. He has a gray Popeye shirt.
Yeah.
He has a black martial arts shirt. And then I think I saw him once in a white t-shirt. So I'm pretty sure he has four, at least four.
But then whenever I'm wearing something sort of nice, he's like, what's that fucking shit you're wearing, man? I'm like, what, I can't look good?
Okay, got him funny for a few minutes because I left.
Now you're back, JJ. Make it funny.
First of all, you guys are so stupid. When it comes to dress clothes, the most creative people are the ones who don't put time and effort into stuff like how do you wear some cardigan bullshit. Steve Jobs wore a black t-shirt every day with jeans. That's what I do. I wear...
Yeah, but he made $1 billion a day. How much do you make?
Yeah, but you don't start out by making $1 billion, you idiots.
Yeah,
JJ. You both work 9 to 5 all...
I'm pretty sure Steve Jobs also wore normal clothes until he became a billionaire and then just said, fuck it. I have so much money, I don't care anymore.
Yeah, that seems very accurate, in fact.
Also, Bill Gates has like $50 billion and he dresses up, so... What then, JJ?
Okay. You the mics as well. Don't eat it.
I'm trying to emphasize my point by...
Yeah, I got
it. You know, getting on it.
Yeah, Bill Gates is handsome.
You know, I'm having flashbacks to the last time I was on the Ice Holes podcast, where... What? Kareem just nitpicked exactly how his guests were in the most, like, obsessively dickish type A manner.
What else is a
I'm asking
for?
You a question, and then you have to react, but I'm critiquing how you're reacting.
Close his fat faces to the microphone, and he's just yelling louder and louder.
He is. I know. I have to keep
you can sit
between
back.
The two
it's
of you.
It's a microphone. It picks it up, yeah. You dumb idiot.
You are all the worst.
Okay.
Can we just get along for, like, we just yell at each other?
We haven't talked this? About a thing. We've just yelled screamed and argued about levels, yeah. Which we should be, because they have been, the production
yeah,
value.
Anyone who's left listening is probably going, fuck my ears.
No, let's talk about when Imperial Pub is going to become a condo, like we were saying, okay? Because you guys know McVeigh's down the street?
Yeah.
Okay, that place is owned by some 90-year-old Irishman. He's still in the pub now. He stands in the corner. He still runs the show, but he owns that whole building.
Really? I didn't know he owned the...
He owns that whole corner.
Yeah, his son has a golf shop on top.
But you know...
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, and you know as soon as that guy's dead, that son's going to cash that spot in.
He's going to make a bazillion dollars.
He'll make six mil.
Didn't they do that with that shopping mall? Was it Bathurst and Bloor? Was that big, massive...
No, Honest Dad's. That's going to be a condo, too.
Yeah.
Didn't the dad retire, and as soon as the son got a chance, just like,
of
boom.
Course.
But here's the difference. Some people actually like having that. It's an identity of who they are, who their family is.
Yeah.
And they make money hand over fist anyways right now. So what's the difference between being a millionaire or being a multimillionaire? What is the difference?
Several million dollars.
But yeah, lots of planes, I imagine. Like, I just feel like planes.
But these guys work
I think
there.
When you're a multimillionaire...
No, but these guys work there all the time. They like working there. That's they grew up in that bar. That's their identity.
Right, man. But I'm saying the son's not going to give a shit and he's going to sell the building.
The son's been working there forever.
But I think when the dad croaks, he's just going to sell.
How do you know? Because you're money-hungry cunt? That's what you're basing it off of?
Back
because
of
you're unhappy and money?
Money-driven?
This is... The grumpiest start to a podcast.
The people who are listening are enjoying it.
Are they? Yeah, good. Well, JJ, like, we don't ever, I mean, forget topics. I mean, I liked that. I liked the idea of, like, you tried. You really tried to pull in, like, hey, here's some issues we can
talk about the issues. I'm just giving my opinion.
Wait. So, what was your opinion on the condo? Besides the fact that he's a money hungry,
asshole. I think.
I think he used the C word. I hesitated, but he did not.
Okay. So wait, what was the original question?
It was when do you think this place will become a condo? Which is funny and fair, because this place is prime for. I mean, it's right at Yonge and Dundas.
It's literally across the street from the mall.
You know, I just realized...
If you raised all of this, this was probably, like, the most expensive condo other than the water.
But that's the thing. These guys have leverage.
Yeah, definitely.
They have leverage over the price point. Whoever buys is going to have to pay.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of... Well, that's the thing. I don't understand housing in any way, shape, or form, because I'm always just like, oh, you know, I could probably afford that, you know, and then you forget, like, oh, there's I never think I can afford that, but you forget property taxes, like,
oh,
always.
Yeah, that's the
thing that fucks you.
But also, I've seen houses on Ossington, I've seen houses in Rosedale that I do not think are worth, like, the $2 million are worth, but apparently it's just either location or just the fact that it's been there for, like, 100 years.
Well, like there's like a little semi-detached, like little old Portuguese house right next to where I live.
Oh, here comes a racist slur.
and the guy's selling, same situation. The dad croaked, and now the kid is
nice.
Gonna sell it.
Nice.
For like it's like it's almost 800 G's, and it's just
kidding?
Like it's like a, you know, a half a house, like
yeah.
But like also. Yeah, it's like a student house. You know, a student house forever. So it's just like, it's like nothing. But yeah, 700 Gs.
That's
800
huge.
Gs.
That's like normal now for this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's, yeah, yeah. That's, and it's in a good area, too. It's like Bloor and Lansdowne. So not too bad. You know what I mean?
And I'm at the point in life now where I'm thinking to myself, how do you get money to even put
in property?
That's the thing.
It's not the majority. It's a very small minority that comes from money already.
No. But
no one's been making their money. All this money is family money. That's all it is.
Do you think
you're
majority...
You're the dumbest person to say that. Nobody makes money?
Not to the rate in which it's... at this point, there's way less people making significant enough money to be able to pull this off. especially downtown Toronto. Most of that is definitely family.
Most of it's family help.
Yeah, the situation is too though. Like you know, everybody bought these houses 30, 40 years ago. You know what I mean? Like it used to be, you went to school and you paid, you know, 16 grand like for school. You know, and then to get a job that where you started at 50 grand to buy a house that's like 120 grand. You know what I mean? But now it's like you go to school for 60 grand to get a job that where you make maybe 25 grand.
And then you're renting forever.
And you're buying a house that's like a mil.
Yeah. No, you're not buying a house at a mil. You're renting at $1,000 for the rest of your life.
I'm super happy renting. I don't understand. I don't get it. I don't get the buying
property is just a leverageable asset.
Besides the feeling, leverageable asset. Exactly. That's what you know. Like so you can borrow more fucking money
if you need to, which is a thing, right? Because you may need to. You may need a car, medical expenses. Rent's great because it's short term, but then again, you may also be in a situation where the rent is so expensive you have no capacity.
But if anything fucks up, with a rent, you just go. Fix this. You know what I mean?
To the landlord?
Whereas, if anything fucks up on your house, you're like, shit, that's 20 G's right there. I gotta.
Yeah, but you also gotta
fix
live in
the
a
water heater.
Like
I don't know what water.
20 other crazy people who may come into the middle of the night and stab you.
Well, no, you can rent a house. You can rent a house. You know what I mean? Like, people rent houses.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then you can eventually you want to be able to own shit because then you actually have some assets, right? I guess.
But what is an asset? If you live in it, what kind of asset is it really?
Like, it's an appreciation. It's the only thing that appreciates.
But if it appreciates, so does every other house on the market. If that's appreciating, at some point you can upgrade your own house.
Sorry.
It's unsustainable too right now. Like it's not. It cannot keep appreciating.
Oh no!
People keep saying that, but it keeps going up. So I don't know. Like.
But there's got to be a housing bubble at some point.
You guys are making fucking real estate content.
I know, This is not at all where I thought we were going.
This is great. Never in a million years did I think with this group.
Don't reference it. Let's keep the flow going, man. Let's keep the flow going.
Have four comedians being unfunny about the fucking housing market. That's really...
You don't be funny all the time.
JJ, keep stuffing your goddamn mouth with your like little rap about the men talk, okay?
Did you order nachos?
Yeah, I ordered... I think people are probably laughing at us. They're like, they don't know what the fuck they're talking about.
You want to know why, though? You want to know why we're all talking about this? Because, A, we're comedians who will probably never make enough money at any point to get a house, buy a house.
That's the thought process.
All right, except for JJ. But also, our generation is going to just be renting for the rest of our lives. I genuinely don't think... Unless, you know, we all go full Interstellar and everyone becomes a farmer.
Well, there's a lot of things we're not, like, will not get. Like, I feel like our...
Like social security? Like,
our generation is just, we just won't have it. Like, it's just doesn't exist, you know, at our time. Like, I don't know, fuck. I probably should have had some things to back that statement up.
My grandma gave me an example over the weekend. She bought her house at Keelan Lawrence for $16,000.
Jesus.
They were pissed.
That's amazing.
That when they bought
the
car...
Yeah, when the Mayflower came over, they bought it for $16,000.
I didn't finish my point, man.
Mayflower. Keep eating, JJ.
My point was that they bought it for $15,000. They bought a car a while later. It was $30,000. They paid twice for the car, but they fucking did for the house.
That's amazing.
That was like the
also a can of Coke used to be fucking nickel. That's just fucking life, dude.
Yeah, inflation.
That's the life. Okay. JJ nailed it. Conversation
JJ,
over.
You got a girlfriend now or what, man?
Girlfriend, boyfriend, another dog.
Don't talk about my personal life.
How's your podcast going, JJ? Your new podcast? You wanna plug that? You know what? I just realized. I didn't even finish with the location. Remember when before, location like the location of this show? Remember we got interrupted?
You said ice holes at the Imperial.
Imperial.
Didn't say Imperial Pub in Toronto.
Young and Dundas in Toronto because, it doesn't matter.
Come check us out.
How is your
Come
new podcast?
me, Ryan Long, and Danny Polishuk has started something called Fuckonomics. It's F-C-K-O-nomics, and it's on iTunes. Right now, I think we've got, in the first week, we've got like 500, 600 downloads.
Nice. That's good. That's a good start.
It's just JJ going and downloading them at like public libraries.
Well, with JJ's...
Can you do that?
Yeah.
How can you... Oh, you download it on the computer. Oh, yeah. I don't. I have.
What do you mean?
I don't use.
Oh,
iTunes.
On the computer.
I don't download.
What do you use for podcasts? Stitcher or do you listen to podcasts?
I just go right to the. If I go listen, I listen to Tim Ferriss. I go to 4HourWorkWeek.com. It's good. We're plugging every other podcast, so the few listeners that are left listening to that.
Okay, you know what we should do? We need to do a conversation reboot because this is a disaster right now, guys. We went
It went exactly how I was expecting it.
Really?
It's not exactly a disaster.
We should probably see where those nachos are because JJ's
coming.
Where are those
nachos?
Okay, right, you guys keep talking. Don't worry.
We're gonna keep talking. All right. Well, let's see. Now that I'm in charge, because I have the headphones.
JJ,
so
why don't you want to talk about your personal life?
JJ, tell me more about how you are as a person.
You interview the way someone on NPR interviews. So
gentlemen, we're coming back to Ice Holes Podcast here at the Imperial Pub in Toronto, Ontario.
It doesn't make you think, it doesn't make you laugh, it doesn't make you angry.
Here we are. JJ Lieberman, a very angry, very sad, repressed man.
Oh, we need some positivity.
Andrew Harris, a very lovely young gentleman.
Thank you, Sean.
Who is a comedian and ad exec here in Toronto. JJ's just an angry asshole.
What company do you work for?
I don't want to talk about my personal
life. Well, then I don't want to talk about my personal life, you fucking...
No, I work at TBWN. No,
was it peaking
no
like crazy?
No, it was
someone,
really good.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Who is that?
Those are people who wanted to come and watch the show. They want to see you.
Nice.
They
want to see... walks in as we're trying to record a podcast
and he stops talking to us, doesn't see the mics, like he's ignoring them.
This is a crowd member, they're bringing people.
You know what?
How does he know what we're doing in here?
A guy's got a headphone on, two mics, and we're all talking.
In the back of a
bar, does he think we're doing? Fucking rubbing one out, playing Soggy Biscuit? What do you think's going on back here? Well, this is a right
Soggy Biscuit?
Can we go back to Soggy Biscuit? I think we should talk more about Soggy Biscuit, JJ.
Where you get like three or four guys together, and you have a cracker, and the last one to come on the cracker eats it.
Wait, this is a game?
Have you played that game?
Obviously for white guys, because there's no other person out there but white people who do that. Is that a real thing, or is that a dream you had?
No, I just riffed off it right there, and it all came together, you dumb idiot.
You could riff that.
Oh, that's true.
No. All right, well, how did we get from, like, in the time that I went to talk to those people, from back to back, from real estate to Soggy Biscuit?
I still think we should put a picture of that fucking guy up on iTunes and just everyone just roast him.
Who?
The guy who interrupted us.
Who cares? The person who wanted to come and see live comedy.
What's the point of your podcast?
There was one at one point. There was games. There was like we did reminisce of the last time I did a podcast.
And like I was the terrorist on that podcast. I totally took it off the rails.
That way.
I did it on purpose.
Yeah. There's no.
But this one, it's
the people. It's who we have. These are the people.
Dude,
there's no rails here.
He's working with four talentless idiots right now. What kind of fucking...
I like how... He said four, so I'm included in my own... Yeah.
You're working with yourself.
You say ice hole, so do we talk about ice fishing? Do we talk about hockey?
Who would
hockey?
Listen to... No, it's just because there was never a hockey podcast in any way, shape, or form.
All right, well, there are... Who's in the finals of the Stanley Cup this year?
The Blackhawks. It's Blackhawks, Chicago. And, Tampa Bay. Yeah.
Tampa Bay Lightning, that's in Florida?
Let's not talk about that.
Well, yeah.
No, let's try to do this. Just for 30 seconds.
Okay, fine.
So we have a team from Illinois and a team from Florida, and they will be competing.
Are you just trying to show you know where what is in what state? Like,
so is your whole job as a host just to shit on your fucking guests?
I'm trying to see where you're going.
You could let me talk, Kareem. Yep. Like last time, things were getting awkward. So last time this happened exactly like this last time.
Now the mic is loose.
Angry.
All right, go ahead.
And I was super mean to him, but at least we had nachos that last time. There we go, JJ.
Oh my god.
Here are your nachos, JJ.
JJ is so happy right now.
See what he said? For the host, so you guys can go.
That looks great. Oh, thank you, man.
No worries.
Appreciate it. Amazing. All right. Well, I even got the.
I'm just saying, it's very interesting that one of the teams is not from a state I would say predominantly is, you know, very pro hockey.
It's been in California for the past five years.
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
LA Kings? Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow. That's very interesting. So are these teams just bigger teams that can afford better players?
A lot of, no. A lot of the. There's actually decent hockey in Florida now, like between the Panthers and Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay has always been kind of.
Oh, like, so are these like the teams decent. That get the first draft pick? So they always get the young guys.
No.
They do draft.
Just note for the people who can't tell that Hisham's a fat fuck. And when the nachos came, he went right for the sour cream. He went, oh, how could I make myself?
I opened up the sour cream container, but JJ's now piling it into his mouth.
But Hisham, didn't you also say you got sick from nachos last night? You never wanted to eat them again?
From the Victory Cafe, which is a shit establishment when it comes to nachos. But here at the Imperial Pub, Toronto, Ontario, absolutely fantastic.
Especially nachos. The Izzy nachos, right? I went for the Izzy nachos this time because last time I just got regular nachos when I had JJ on. And that was the podcast. That's what it was. It was like, where the fuck are the Izzy nachos?
The last time was so much fun. Did you not eat this stuff?
I think that'll make me shit my pants if I eat that.
I know. I actually don't.
I appreciate the gesture, though.
No, I'm the same. I don't usually eat
so why don't you get a
this kind of stuff.
A hell of lasagna.
Well, because I had somebody who was like, hey, where are the nachos?
Did you buy lasagna?
It was actually made on Saturday and it's leftovers.
Whoa.
So who made you lasagna?
They catered it for a communion I was at.
Communion's when someone dies or someone gets their
it's
dick
snipped?
It's when
a kid gets, a Christian child gets baptized. I think that's what it is.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Who's getting baptized? Yeah, my cousin.
Oh. So what do you have to do? What is the role of
Look
the people that go?
Slow down! Save some for the sequel! Jesus Christ! Save some for fucking episode 2!
The nachos? You want month-old nachos?
So your podcast is going good.
Hold on, before you get to the next
none of you
point,
guys.
Yeah, none of them laughed.
No,
that was Hisham's attempt at being funny. Fucking quit.
Hisham, can you ask these guys, remember what you were making fun of me the other day about the outside the hostel? Can you ask them their opinion on this?
Oh, no, I don't want to.
Ask them, please, because he was ripping in on me, like, the last week. Ask them, please.
Okay.
So,
let's get your opinion on this, honestly.
It's Friday night, we're eating pizza. It's about maybe 10 or 10:30. Mm-hmm. We catch
you
the market.
A show?
Yeah, we did. It was post Lola.
Okay.
So we're just hanging out, and we're sitting on a little picnic table that's outside the pizza place.
Yeah.
Where's the pizza?
In Kensington Market. It's a Pizza Palace.
I know
place.
The pizza. Let's yeah.
And so we're just hanging out, and Andrew's eating a slice of pizza. It's like this third one that night, so he's really into the pizza. And from behind him is a very attractive South American girl.
Nice.
And he perks up, he turns on, he's like, oh, hey. She's like, hi. It's like, how are you? She's like, I'm good. How are you? I'm good. So where are you staying? Are you staying in that hostel? She's like, yeah. Cool. You're hanging out anytime soon here? It's like, no. It's like a cool, voila. And she just like kind of walked away. Like it seemed like it'd be a really friendly conversation. Then she got a weird look on her face and she kind of just left because... What it turned out was...
Well, you guys were yelling at me as well, right?
Well, it turned out was me and the two other comics who were there thought Andrew knew this girl.
Mm.
Turns out he just struck up a casual conversation with a random woman.
That's great.
And what ended up turning...
Thank you.
But the thing was, she was totally not into it. She was backing away, trying to run away.
Oh, so this is what the argument is? Should you just talk to
not even talk
women?
To her, but yeah, he completely acted as if he knew her. And he kept demanding to know... If the hostel that she had walked out of was the one she was staying in, and when she was coming back,
no.
And I
asked three questions.
I thought if that was a friend of his, that's cool. He was he found his friend.
He was hitting on a girl. That's what guys do.
But he was also demanding to know when she was coming back to the hostel, and she was bolting into the night.
I asked if she was.
And we went from
she's in Colombia, and then
we went from holy crap. So we went from that he was talking to a friend to holy crap. He was just yelling at a girl trying to find out when she was coming back to her hostel.
One, I couldn't imagine how boring the rest of the night was. The three of you, whoever was hanging out with, and two, he was just hitting on the chick. He didn't roofie her. Relax.
Wow, the first time JJ doesn't jump on me. Okay.
The fact that JJ is defending you should probably tell you something.
That's true.
That's totally fair. I mean, JJ closed out that argument, but because, like...
He didn't roof here.
Yeah. He didn't roof here. Okay.
Well, how are you supposed to meet women?
I agree. I think you have to talk to them. And it's, like... I think that's the... We were talking earlier about, like... Stuff that kids do not understand,
right?
Like, and like people like do. Oh man, that sounded like an old fucking comment. Like, yeah, the kids, they don't get the. You gotta talk to the ladies these days, you know. But like, But it's the truth. Like, people think that the best way to actually meet people now is just online. But it's so lazy. There's no effort to it. And then you just end up dating a lot more shitty people, I find, because you think, okay,
there's less criteria, it's more instant gratification.
Well, you're basing it on nothing, and then you meet them, and then you realize they're kind of like
there's
really
nothing.
So you've done a podcast about the real estate market, about dating.
We
about
don't need
sports.
To sports. We can actually go on this point, I think.
No, I just wanted to say, if you're listening to this, listen to
it's
it,
an all-arounder.
But do the opposite. Whatever you hear.
What a dick this guy, eh? He's getting free nachos. No, but you're right. I think, Tinder's like pure consumerist. It's swipe, 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 me, now, what's next and what's better.
And even more now, they're charging you to get better and more access to this basically addictive drug.
Oh, fuck, yeah.
Because swiping is the most fun. But as soon as it caps, they're like, oh, I don't want to have to wait another 12 hours.
Yeah.
And at the bottom it says $24.99 for unlimited swipes.
You know what it is? Yeah, $24.99 for how long a month?
For per month. And you get to do as many as you want.
That's a lot of money.
And there's definitely people who pay, right? Oh, extra things, I think.
You also get a lot more visibility. Like, it puts you front of the line, kind of like, so more people will see you.
Oh, so I want to be swiped left more times. Yeah, that's great.
But,
just eat it.
You know what I'm,
you touch everyone. You touched everyone, you cunt.
And no one else is going to eat it, JJ.
You know what I'm surprised about is, like, I feel like at this point, there would be a company that writes professionally, like, you could hire to write dating profiles. Like, I feel like that would be a thing. Yeah, like, how is that? Don't you think that could? I actually think that would make money. Like, that could totally make money.
Okay, so that's that's true.
Like,
because
like algorithms and shit.
Yeah, because every time I write my profiles and shit like that, I'm usually jerking off. So I'm just like, 6 feet tall downtown.
Who wants to fuck quickly?
But this is the thing, though. You guys are assuming that the bio even matters anymore. People aren't just doing it for the best three pictures that you have.
Even that, just consultation on what pictures mean.
No, they have that. They have that. Tim Ferriss interviewed a guy on his...
Freakonomics did an article about it that was really,
really
interesting. Yeah. About, like, what women actually... men and women, but what characteristics in the pictures. This is Tinder.
Do you remember?
Yeah, I remember some of them. Like, probably like, they took this one guy, because, like, everybody always kind of has similar pictures. Like, you know, it's like you with a beer
so
chilling
looks,
and that kind
right?
of stuff.
There's only right? so many looks.
And it's the same.
I've
have
talked
seen
about this before on podcast.
One in every four girls on Tinder has a bridesmaid shot. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, she's trying to plant that fucking seed in you. I'm trying to get married.
And then she's holding a baby or a cat or like a dog to show that she's like motherly instincts.
I forget what comic. There's some comic in the city that had a bit about... like how many girls like have pictures with tigers, and so I'm like, that's 100% true. There's so many fucking chicks that have pictures with tigers because they all go to fucking Bali or Thailand.
Pray, love, like find yourself, bullshit.
No, but why the tiger though?
Because they're chained up
and she loves the lion.
What's a tiger signify?
They're exotic and they explore the world. And
they've been to Southeast Asia.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Or they have them in fucking Mexico too. Like just tied up fucking tigers.
Jesus. Yeah, that's what they do. Some bitches.
But like, it totally tells me you are absolutely not a traveler. Like, you are a fucking tourist. You know what I mean? Like, anyways.
That's a good point.
What else? Like, there is. What else do you see all the time? Like, girls with. I hate the girls that, like, all their photos are with, like, 10 other chicks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then you have to, like, get which one she is. Like, you actually have to, like, do analysis.
Let me tell you something. If it's more than a couple chicks, the chick who's the picture is probably the ugliest one. Just always go for the ugliest one and work your way up.
I noticed that being true, actually.
Look how fucking deflated you are, guy.
Deflated? What do you mean?
You're, like, mumbling.
Am I mumbling? Can you hear me?
No, I think you're actually one of the most clear guys.
I think I'm trying to like counterbalance your obnoxious behavior with some mellow tones.
It's very soothing. It's very soothing. It's got a good radio voice. You're like screaming, and then you're quiet, and then you lean back. Like, you scream like crazy, then you lean back in your chair away from the mic, and you just kind of, yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Well, you got food around here, man. You fucking... You shouldn't have ordered it during the show.
You said how many times during the show? Where's the... Where thanks, that was loud.
Why don't you ask for anyone else, you piece of shit? You go up to get yourself a drink and you didn't ask anyone else? And then right back to that food.
Yeah.
Were you guys whispering when the mics can pick up you fucking whispering?
I just want to know if it was my glass he filled up.
Okay.
There's so much.
You guys want Uber thing? You see that?
What about Uber?
The taxi guys.
Uber. Oh, they went on strike, right?
Uh-huh.
Wait, did they?
Not strike.
In town?
They blocked downtown Toronto, the streets of downtown. Taxi
when?
Drivers.
Today?
Uh huh.
It's a way to get people on your side.
I thought today was the today's the Uber the hashtag like keep Uber or something.
So
like
do
that.
They block out like downtown or something?
Yeah, that is true. Whose stupid fucking idea at the taxi driver said, hey, let's become more likable and block the roads. Scumbags.
Well, Uber drivers or taxi drivers?
Taxi drivers did it.
Taxi drivers have nothing to go on is the problem. Like Uber is way more efficient. Plus, like I've never had. Plus the rating systems. Oh, it makes sure that they can't really fuck you over. You know what I mean? It's people are like, well, yeah, but is it safe? You don't know who's driving you. I'm like, it's way safer. You have their information.
Oh, it's safer to being in a taxi cab, which nobody actually picks a fucking... Nobody gets in a taxi cab.
You have no idea what number it is.
You have no idea. Where you most of the time, you don't even see fucking read a lot of the people's names. It's confusing.
And I've been in... For the record, for those listeners out there, Andrew yawned, and JJ was so happy because he thought he was getting a laugh that he jumped up and pointed out. JJ, no one's laughing at you.
For the listeners, Mark McNally
at or
and
with.
Aaron Rye, right?
No.
Now.
What a dick.
Two guys listening.
But it's true that you walk into an Uber, they have phone chargers, they give you water, it smells nice, you know?
Oh, it doesn't smell like BO, thank God.
Did you know Uber drivers rate you?
Yes, I knew that.
I never knew that. Wow. They rate you.
Well,
you don't.
You,
you,
up,
you have
right?
to ask. You have to ask their, like in. But they have a rating system at the end of the drive where they rate you. So if
rate
you're like,
me? I just paid you, motherfucker.
But if you're,
that's
but,
a good enough
but I mean,
rating.
No, but
I mean,
if you're like a drunk,
if you're like, if you're alcoholic
back, yeah.
and like throwing up and that kind of shit, then they're less likely to come pick you up as
like,
quickly.
It's nice sometimes. Like I did, I think Uber twice, and the second time a guy rolls up
actually
in the
why
nicest,
I've had people cancel on me.
The nicest Mercedes I've ever seen, and I got to get driven home in a Merce, and I was like, you know what, this is pretty good.
Yeah, it's fucking
yo,
awesome.
In LA, like it's built for a city like LA. Like you need it in LA.
Toronto's built for a city like
it is. But like I mean, in LA where it sucks to get around. Also, they have like.
No
seven,
transit, right?
They have seven different types of Uber as well. Like it's
what?
Like it's like a like you know how
shitty nice.
No. Well, yeah. You know how they have like you know the you can get like a normal cab or like the black like cab or Uber X. They have like we just got Uber Eats, which is like they'll deliver lunch. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They have Uber Eats like day and night like 24/7. You can order food from. Like different food trucks, you can order from food
That's
trucks,
insane.
And an Uber
what
will deliver
the
to you.
Traffic though, isn't the traffic so bad that it costs you a lot of money if you
it
take
can,
Uber?
It can suck, but
yeah,
depends where you're going. You know where you're going.
Can you track where the you can track where the Uber driver is though, right?
Yeah,
of course.
Nice.
So you, it's great for here because like in the winter, you don't have to leave like the place you're at because you can see when they're actually arriving.
Yeah.
You know?
That is a valid point.
Like, whereas if you're waiting for or looking for a cab, you have to stand outside in the cold.
Yeah,
fucking
hail
like,
the guy.
And if you're in like an area that's super busy, there's a million people all trying to get a cab. You know, it sucks.
Yeah.
So like, what do the cab like? Fuck, I'm never gonna get a cab pick up again. But like,
yeah, because the
what do
cabbies in Toronto are listening to this.
What do they have to do? What do they have to do? Okay, maybe they might find it. Maybe that you know what I could see a lot of cab drivers being in this bar right now, like that could it could happen. It's the place.
Is that just a racist comment at your very multi?
How is that racist? How did I make it racist?
Who all look like that? We all look like we'd be cab drivers. I think
we're
all cab drivers.
Well, I could be too.
You're white trash.
Yeah, the white trash piece of shit.
You never see the white trash cab driver anymore. I
if
miss
you go to
that.
Smaller
when
cities,
saw,
Kingston.
Yeah.
Oh,
Kingston.
Yeah.
You go, I got picked up by an old white guy in the car. I felt so powerful. I was like, drive me to the hotel, and he's like, yes, sir. And I was like, yeah.
You know where
the revolution comes.
You know the place that's only like it's only like white like white, like old dude cab drivers. Vegas. Vegas was all, every cab I got in was like a, like,
no, old, I got, white dude. I got in with Vegas I've been a bunch of times, but yeah, you're right. There's a
lot. I had an Uber driver in LA. The guy was, like, I get in, and he hands us a piece of paper, and he's deaf. He was functionally deaf, and it said, like, just point to this and, like, how to, like, navigate, like, how we're gonna do this. And I'm like, can you drive? Are you allowed?
Yeah,
are you
allowed to drive?
He's 100% allowed to drive, and this is the only job that he, like, could really get, and it really works out for him.
Why? He could stop shelves.
Yeah, it, like, totally, it was, like, it was pretty insane. But, like, he was deaf, like, the whole time. I'm like, don't you need to hear?
Yeah, he was deaf the whole time. He was deaf before that, too.
But I mean, how do you communicate with another car, right? Like, a car that's fucking in your way. You honk, right?
Yeah, how do you hear sirens?
Yeah, how is he going to hear that?
He's just got to be a really good driver.
No, I'm sure even with being deaf, I'm sure there's vibrations honking can send.
Just for those audience members who managed to hear my really funny joke, you're welcome.
Wait, how many minutes are we at? Like, can I end the shit? Well, it's actually moving. That's good.
You walked.
Okay.
You walked the audience.
They're not audience. They're comedians. They're on the show.
Yeah. Who is it? Cassimo. She's a good improviser.
Yeah. They do.
When anybody says to me, I'm not shitting on this, but I'm saying when anybody says...
You're not shitting. This is going to be
shitting. Wait for it, guys. This is going to be a huge shit right now.
When someone says they're a great improviser, that just means... I feel a lot of improv are people that are just not funny comedians.
That's not true at all.
Okay, maybe I'm wrong.
that was the easiest Bill consolation Murray. Ever.
Oh my god, don't push it. That's the closest you're ever going to get.
Wait.
No, you ruined
but
it.
Here's
you ruined
thing.
It, Andrew.
I wouldn't say Bill Murray's a comic, though.
But isn't there a reason that stand-up comedy is such on the fly when all these like SNL shows are on the decline?
What?
How are they on the decline?
What proof do you have?
I don't know. I'm just spitballing. I don't have facts like you guys.
So what? We didn't say anything about the real estate thing. And we had facts. We were just spitballing. You shit on us.
Yeah, you can shit on me.
So what do you think, like, what SNL shows, like, you mean SNL? Like,
SNL's itself? Died, hasn't it?
Well, I think you're saying that stand-up's more popular.
Dies all the time.
Stand-up, comedy is improv. Stand-up
at the moment.
That's true.
That's my point, yeah. Stand-up is... Why would you get so many nachos? I feel gross right now.
It's my fault. Jesus Christ. Can't even finish a thought without the nachos playing a fucking role.
Just next time, get a sandwich for you.
I'm just going to change.
Can you listen to this podcast and see how many times nachos
no,
is said?
No, I will
just
never listen to this podcast myself. Never. I will.
Okay, to either Mark or Aaron.
I will cut this podcast
or Aaron,
and put it into the ether.
Could you guys
that's my life.
Check how many times the word nachos is said and then just message us at...
Yeah.
What's the Twitter list?
Yeah, just at Reem himself or at Ice Holes Podcast.
Right,
and we'll...
Nigel, come make this funny.
Yeah.
Come make this podcast funny for the love of God. Please sit down.
What? Oh, he was...
Please sit down.
I'm desperate.
Ladies and gentlemen, comic extraordinaire, Nigel Grinstead, or are we grain-fed? Are we...
We should kick Hisham off of all future podcast endeavors due to his just his unyielding smarm. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I hope this is a fun podcast, guys. I'm sorry that you had to deal with that.
And he did it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nigel saving the podcast.
Yeah, but that one will. Good. That's almost a great way. Yeah, we could end it now.
That's a perfect organic out.
Kidding,
you want to get
just
out?
Just kidding. No.
I'll take it out.
We got, okay, 10 minutes. And then we'll cut this thing off. What were we bitching about now? Nachos,
improvisers, and stand up.
No, I think stand up is the...
It's having a renaissance, I would say.
It is.
But
it's
a big
it's going
part of
through
it
the boom. It's going through a boom, man.
But I actually do...
Louis C.K. sold out the Gardens 3 times.
Yeah.
Madison Square Gardens. There's 15,000 each show and had a fourth one that got canceled because of a snowstorm. That's huge, man.
It's got a lot more... I think, like, stand-up as an art form has a lot more visibility now because it's in media a lot more. So, like, I mean, podcasting being a big... part
well, you
of
know
that,
what it is,
but I also
too.
Think podcasting is now starting to like.
No, you know
everybody's
it,
got a fucking podcast, so
but
it's starting.
Everyone has a podcast, but it's not. Stand-up comedy used to be a taboo because of a social construct where people didn't like you saying "fuck," "cunt," whatever, like that. There's only a. It's true. There's only a specific, certain people who like comedy.
That's true.
But now it's more mainstream. You're like, man, I don't have to worry about saying what I say, and there's still that. PC culture trying to be pressed upon by, you know, businesses, workplace, HR departments, feminists. But other than that, no, people want to have...
Alas, don't count as him, us condoning him.
The people want to have the free will of saying what they want to say. There is a point where it's like, you know what? You don't say shit with where it comes from terms of hate. But you can the stuff that you couldn't. That's why people don't watch fucking network television anymore, because it's censored bullshit. Yeah. Nobody wants to be censored anymore, and this is a time that people are. That's why more people are trying to censor now, is because so many people are having a voice. So many people. It's easier to be an entrepreneur than it was ever has been. It's easier to have choice now. Fuck NBC. Fuck those cunts. Fuck ABC. Fuck all these guys.
NBC or CBS. If you're listening, I don't endorse his comments. I would.
Oh,
everybody would love.
You know, here's my rebuttal.
They've got a
Who
lot of business.
Who watched Mad Max? Great movie, right?
Come on, all right.
But
can we stay on target?
Absolutely fantastic movie.
Yeah, and that's
Tom
the other thing.
Fantastic.
With all the movies that are coming out, is the first good movie. There's so many
that
movies.
That is the first good movie?
No. That was a blockbuster.
That was
made
a good
me,
movie.
That had my fucking balls tingling.
Right?
That was a great movie, man.
Absolutely fantastic. That opening scene where he's running, trying to escape the war boys through the tunnels. He's trying to... Oh, that was fucking...
I'm actually surprised. Are you... okay, now,
don't
now I am changing the topic.
The stupid feminist thing
okay,
that you're going to bring up.
No, okay.
You were going to say that, though.
Well, I just thought, yeah, you would... Would you have noticed that? Because
I
never thought that was an issue at all.
I don't think it's
watching that movie.
People made it an issue.
I know. I totally agree.
Well, I miss.
So basically, the star.
Very, 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 very small blog about some crazy guy who posted that the Mad Max movie was feminist.
It wasn't
propaganda.
Just one small blog. There was like they were putting it.
No,
like,
it got picked up, but it was one original blog. And it got blown up because he said that movie was feminist propaganda because they were ruining the Mad Max history by making a woman the main character and him the
she
side
character.
She
wasn't the main character.
But this was just some crazy guy's blog, and it blew up because it was just clickbait, right?
That's all it was. That's all it was. It was just another piece of garbage that media fucking pushed out. It was clickbait, nonsense. The thing was, it wasn't a feminist thing, because if it was a feminist thing, none of those bitches would have gotten killed. There were tons of bitches and tons of fucking dudes.
Young professional women.
Yeah. Have a good day, everybody. Thank you very much.
Who got killed. But why is that? Why, when you say bitch, is that a bad thing?
Because the word bitch is a bad word.
Why?
I don't know why someone decided that bitch is a bad word.
No, hold on. You say it's a bad word. Why is it a bad word?
Because culturally, and in this culture, bitch is the word used to a derogatory term used specifically to degrade women, right?
No, it's not. I'll call you a bitch dressed in that fucking cardigan.
Yes, but now you're transitioning it.
But why would you say it to him? You'd be saying
you're
it because
you're
trying to
call me a prick or an asshole. You're also using, because you're also hurting me, or attempting to hurt me, by using the female version of the word
to
hurt my
listen,
feelings.
If
like
I
when you call the guy a cunt, a cunt is for a woman. You're calling a guy, he's like, oh, you're not even a man enough to call a prick or a dick. I'm going to call you a cunt.
Why is breast things?
No, I just didn't realize. That was Rahisham's glass. I just finished.
Yeah. Hey, listen. The thing.
JJ, just because you don't think the word you're using is bad,
look, I can
doesn't make the word
who
bad.
Says it's bad? It's people who are the same people that you say that do the clickbait.
Society, man.
But why is society dictating what you
because
can
it's
say?
The consensus of the majority. That's how we all work. That's how civilization exists.
Okay.
That's how a society works.
I actually
the majority
see both,
define
both sides
the cultural
of this very
standards.
Much like very very much. All right,
referee
us
then.
No, I see where he's coming from and what he's saying. Like that whole all the people saying like losing their shit over the guy who that fucker right in the pussy guy.
Yeah.
That I thought that was like
which one was that guy?
So there was this guy that said fucker in the pussy on like he it was you know it's like a stupid internet joke that's been going on for a long time.
It was an internet meme.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And so this guy did it on City like this he was being interviewed on City TV or
local
something like
news
that,
station in
right? And he just grabbed the he said the
so
fucker right in the pussy.
He interrupted a
now he lost it. The guy fucking lost his job. Super humiliated. Well, fine. He should be humiliated. Fine. Socially, give him shit, right? But for his job had to fire him because they're receiving tons of marketing.
It's capitalism,
but that's bullshit. You know how much you have to get, how much they would have had to pay out in severance because it, just for saying words on your own private time.
Oh, no,
on
but,
top
okay,
of
so
like,
here's the thing though.
I know that
if he signed a contract, he technically has, especially if he's a high ranking person, or this is even part of contract.
Marketing.
You're outside of work, you still reflect. Well, your actions reflect
that. And I agree with that.
If they're like, this guy, where does he work? Insert company here.
Like, the thing is, if we're
his job could have been cool, but we're gonna suspend him for pay for 3 months.
This guy should have done.
But they decided to cut all ties.
That's their choice, though.
Look, that's their choice.
Hold on. This guy is drunk at a sports game. Like, you know what I mean? Like, this is
he's drunk.
I'm not saying. Look. I think socially, the guy is a complete dickhead. He's not even funny because it's a total, it's not even a joke. It's the same shit that a million people have done, right? So, fine. But, I think, and people always use that fucking stupid term, slippery slope. But if we start, this guy totally fucked up. Put his picture up and he can be shamed away. But don't, but to actually have, and they were talking about, laws, which will never happen. They'll never happen, but they want to, about how laws should be implemented.
It's too much, is what you're saying. Right?
If we start
national television too, right? He did it during a newscast, right?
First of all,
he didn't even say.
Why are they? Yeah.
What do you mean?
He didn't even say "fuck her right in the pussy." She asked him, "Were you about to say it on the?"
Wait,
camera?
He didn't say it at all.
No, he didn't say it.
I never actually saw this video. And getting ready to say it.
Yeah.
Because someone had walked by and said it. So the other guy was standing there, and she says,
"That's right. That guy. That guy. Yeah.
Did this guy not even say it?
It was his friend. It was his friend, defending him, right? Basically, and that guy is the one who's getting all the shit.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's enough that the guy got public shaming.
You're not in charge of the company, though, right? They can do
not just the company, but people were first of all, he's suspended. He can never go to any. He cannot go to any other MLSE sporting event ever. And I'm almost positive. I don't want to misquote, but I'm pretty sure that Jay's as well. He just cannot go to any other sporting event ever again.
Let's be honest with something.
But that's all marketing.
Who's making the biggest stink? There's a few small voices being loud. There's a few small people having loud voices making the biggest stink.
Well, there's a lot of people that got really upset about it.
Were you offended?
Here's my point. Here's my point. I think the people that got upset were jumping onto a online bandwagon the exact same way this fucking guy did. They're literally doing what he did. He jumped onto a thing that he saw was online that is stupid and funny, and these people
most people are reactionary. It's the same thing with how people live. It's
this is just all Coney 2012 all over again. They just want something to kind of latch onto to make themselves feel better.
But that's what it is. It's reaction. Most people are reactionary. So when you tell me I can't say bitch, I'm not saying you can't. When it's not directed in a mean thing.
You're right. If you're just saying the words, if you're using these words to express yourself, you are completely allowed to say whatever you want. What the difference is, when you use these words to attack somebody, if you call somebody, let's say, on TV.
But
what do you mean?
That's where the thing, it's where I called context. You a bitch. And we're joking. And then you said,
but that's you're saying we're joking. I could be offended. You don't know that? If I am, if I said I was offended...
Oh, if you're offended, I'm not friends with you.
There you go.
All right, it's all context. Let's leave it at that. One more point.
I think Hisham's saying, you can say bitch, you can say whatever you want, but don't be surprised if people get offended.
I don't care. I don't get surprised.
Just FYI.
This became real time with Bill Maher.
Freedom of speech as a defense. Freedom of speech
but
just
I'm
means...
But I'm not using it as a defense.
But government... Government means they can't censor you. The government can't come and say no. You can't say fuck the government.
But
that's what free speech.
That's what I kept saying.
You can say whatever you want in real life.
However,
but because you're allowed to say it, but that's not free speech when your job says we're going to fire you because you're an asshole, or when you say national television.
That's a marketing decision.
Because that's consequence.
Consequences.
There's no freedom from consequence.
Okay, professor. All right,
we'll leave it like this.
These elbow patches are goddamn earned. I'm patting elbow patches, guys.
I'm just... The bottom line, there's a difference between me saying bitch, me saying cunt, and saying it in a joking
Completely.
That if Michael Richards dropping that N-bomb. And doing it in a malicious way. And if you can't tell
you're right, too, because this generation has no idea or a concept about context.
Yeah, do
you
remember context,
because you have people like you defending it.
But this, I defend it to a point. Because
but
there's
why
also
are you defending
because
it?
Because there are crazies like you who are too
but
extreme,
I'm not
JJ.
Crazy.
You're a little too.
No, I'm not crazy.
No, okay, now we're just like shooting out names.
Now it's getting
Everybody's getting
cut the first 45 minutes of your real estate online dating shit.
But
just
now,
air the last 15
well,
minutes.
Well, now I have, I have to run a show
like,
in America, 5 minutes.
In America, their First Amendment speech allows them a lot more freedom than us.
In America,
they can technically get away with hate speech. Do not.
God,
are you pro or anti that? Versus us, which is a little more restrictive.
But the thing with America, you're
there's good comics here.
Where's the audience? There's nobody in there. There's no.
You know, I'm gonna come in. You yelled at them.
I'm actually gonna leave to go to another show. So
are you joking? You're joking.
I'm like third.
You're joking.
Why would I stay?
You're not gonna come. You're not going to be on the show?
Third means sixth.
You're going to put me on like what? Like seventh?
Third.
I'll put you on. Sure.
Yeah, me, Ryan, I'll give and you, then
I'll
you
give
third.
You, if you give me bullet, I'll go. I'll
no, it. No. Then go. Get the fuck out. We got real shit. You're running off to an open mic where it's a boy, girl, boy, girl. You're sixth anyways. Remember they
no,
did that
No, I'm
for-
third.
So you're third. You're it's a boy.
Let's
girl.
Not trash other people's
we're not,
shows.
No, it's we're not trashing them. We're just explaining that it gets pushed back because
yeah. But I'm third. I'm like I'm the second guy. Third
okay,
person.
Go.
All
right. Go well, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to see Hisham Kalati, I guess
follow
you can go to
Hisham Kalati, HisHamKelati for Twitter and Instagram. Thanks, guys.
If you ever want to see how to do comedy, go watch Hisham and do the exact opposite.
Oh. And do you have anything you want to plug? Plug your fucking like new
the Dirty North Show.
My JJ Lieberman at fucker in the pussy, you cunt.
There we go.
And, last but not least,
of course, nothing. I'm just happy to be here, guys.
Oh man, you come be on anytime. You're an actual voice of reason. You're like another. You're a balance. I loved having you on.
Thank you, brother.
Andrew Harris, fun. Guys, check him out. And you know, you can follow me at Reem himself and the podcast at. Which podcast is this?
Okay,
at Ice Holes Comedy. Jesus, you can write to us. All the people that write to us all the time, iceholescomedy@gmail.com or iceholespodcast@gmail. Just fucking tweet me. Just tweet me. All right, that's the easiest way. Guys, thanks so much for listening. These are the fucking boys. Well, thanks so much for being here, guys. JJ walked out of the room. He's already gone. Nachos are over, so there's nothing to fucking. Count the nachos. Oh, and we always usually end with just something that the guest says. Like, the guest comes up with a catchphrase or just gets to say whatever. They get to have the last word. So, guest, last word. You're the newest guest, so you have the last word. Say whatever you want, and then we cut.
Oh, my God. I just love you all, and let's all just go home.
Fuck her right in the pussy! Fuck her right in the pussy!
Perfect.